Hi, this is Tiffany Montgomery with Shop Eat Surf. Volcom has had some serious environmental programs for more than 12 years now, but had never fully told that story. That changed at Outdoor Retailer, which Volcom attended for the first time last month, to showcase all it has to offer in this area. We spoke with the Volcom leadership team at the show about the company's extensive environmental efforts that they have grouped under the New Future Alliance banner, including an environmental profit and loss statement, accreditation by the Fair Labor Association, an organic cotton program that educates small farmers called Farm to Yarn, and more. Now, here's our conversation with Ryan Emigart, Big Tony Alvarez, Brent Lance, and Derek Sabori. Okay, so I'm here with the Volcom team at OR, and they are showing at OR for the first time, and they have a whole new environmental program that I know Big Tony's been very involved in. So, and everyone has, but so can you guys just introduce yourself so people can understand who's talking?
This is Ryan Emigart. I'm the Chief Marketing Officer of Volcom.
Derek Sabori. I'm Volcom's Independent Sustainability Advisor.
Big Tony Alvarez, Global Vice President, Supply Chain and Compliance.
I'm Ryan Boyes, Global and America's Marketing Director.
Brent Lance, Vice President of Sales, North America.
Okay, I don't have enough microphones, I'll just be honest, for everyone here, so we're going to pass it around. We're learning as we go here.
That's the best way.
Anyway, so tell me, one, why are you guys at OR? I was surprised when I saw you on the list. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. You know, so why is this a fit for you guys this year?
Well, I think for us, it was a combination of a lot of things, I think. You know, I think on one hand, as we were looking at the business and, you know, how do we get in front of a new consumer and look at just new opportunities for the brand? I mean, you are very close to the industry. You know the different things that are pushing and pulling on what's happening right now in the space. And we feel Volcom is a brand that actually resonates in this type of environment. And as we look back to the strategy that's been put in place like over 12 years ago, and when we started with even Derek being, you know, head of sustainability at Volcom, and then Big Tony's role evolving, all of a sudden it just became, you know, very clear that this was, you know, we've been working on this for 12 years. And now it's like all the things that we maybe, you know, were kind of underneath the hood, and they weren't like the fancy, like, check out what our product's made of, but all of the hard work that was going into like ingraining and weaving it into like the fabric of the business from the ground up, it finally kind of started like bubbling to the surface, and we started seeing this real like opportunity for us to tell this story and put it front and center. And it kind of just all came together from there, because, you know, we've been trying new things, going to capsule, going, you know, here, trying to, you know, find ways for us to get in front of some new customers and look at different ways of people, because Volcom isn't a one-dimensional brand. We think there's, and I do strongly believe that there is a little bit of something for everybody, depending on, you know, what you're into or maybe where you're from. You kind of have, you know, Volcom kind of means something different to you, and that's what's so special about it, but it's allowed us to kind of push and pull on different, you know, different levers and different, you know, brand DNA that's helped us, I guess, to make decisions like coming here. You know, I think we'll go to Surf Expo, whether we go here, whether we go to SAA before with snow, whether we do like Bright in Europe, or, you know, I guess like a smaller rep show, or like Miami Swim. You know, we were there, I guess, last week. So, yeah, I think it's kind of like a little bit of all that, right?
I mean, the discussions around this show, in particular OR Summer Market, even started at the Winter Market. As we sat down with the team from OR and we talked about our sustainability efforts and how this thing was going to sort of start to outlay itself, I think we all started kind of discussing that there's an audience there that maybe we're not totally talking to, that totally aspires and understands Volcom. They understand who we are as a brand. They maybe grew up with the brand, but maybe they're shopping in different areas now, different parts of their life. And they travel, they go on the road, they camp. You know, camping and hiking and being outdoors is part of their surf trip or part of their adventure. And so we just realized, hey, there's probably a human being, a customer that walks into these retail establishments that they're not seeing us in that light. And it's a great place for us to show them who we really are and how our DNA is really matched up with the DNA of what they do in the outdoor world. So it's fun.
Okay. And tell me a little bit about like what you're showing here in a broad strokes.
Yeah, super broad strokes. Really, we try to condense it into this little booklet right here. So really, as we thought about true to this and our brand mantra, we were like, what's more true than being true to the planet? So this kind of tagline kind of came from that whole thinking of like, people of the earth, be true to this. And we really liked just this arrow pointing at the earth, because it's something that literally like any human being or living creature, even not human, animal or whatever, can appreciate this and respect this, and like it can emotionally like mean something to them. So this was kind of from a brand perspective, like how we were tying it into the bigger kind of overarching true to this brand mantra. But then as we started looking at everything, New Future was something we had called the collective efforts of all of our sustainability or give backs for many years. I mean, all the way back to, you know, 12 years ago at least.
Yeah,
at the very beginning, it was part of it. And so more and more, we just started looking at, man, look at how deep this program is. And we started looking at all these kind of like collective efforts, you know, and like these being kind of the fastest of change for Volcom. And we were like, well, what have we been doing? So we really tried to put something together that's very like short and concise, because I think sometimes sustainability for marketing anyway can become just intimidating for a lot of people. I think a lot of consumers, it can be intimidating. And that's why for me, like, I've been just hypersensitive of trying to make it as digestible as possible, because I don't want to make people feel bad about what they do or their lifestyle or their purchase or what they choose to wear. So it's like really fine line between like educating, encouraging, motivating, looking towards the future, but without also like talking, you know, making someone feel bad that they're maybe using a straw or that they're buying something that's not sustainable. I mean, everybody does it to some degree. So this was about our approach, like what is the new future? And it's really just our whole sustainability effort, compliance effort, everything we've been doing for the last 12 years in the making kind of rolled up. And we boiled down to these kind of four pillars, you know, responsible manufacturing, better fiber sourcing, robust impact evaluation, and meaningful givebacks. And then we really wanted to talk about the things that make Volcom unique, the EP&L, like something that no other brands, direct competitors anyway, are doing it to this degree. Obviously, this is something that our parent company has put together and has made that open source, and Derek's been spearheading that. But this has been a huge discovery of like where our impacts are coming from. And then the strategy kind of started coming, you know, drafting off of that. Well, okay, well, we know it's far up in our supply chain is where we're having the biggest impact. So what can we do to offset that? Fair labor being the next big accomplishment. You know, it's a 5-year mission for most brands. I think probably took us about three and a half years because of the hard work I think the whole company's been doing, and the team that really collectively we've all put together. People just very passionate about Volcom and what we're doing. But to be fully accredited was like a massive achievement for us. And that is like this badge of honor that we just feel super proud of, because I think, I could be wrong, but I think Patagonia is probably the only fully accredited brand that we probably compete with directly, like in most of our retail.
Outer Known would be the only one.
Outer Known and Patagonia.
And is that for your whole line?
This is for the company.
For the company, wow.
This is for the company. Yeah, so these two things are overarching for the whole company. So when we thought about your next question, kind of like, well, what products do you bring here and what do you show? So Farm to Yarn is the marquee story for season 1, 2019. And this is a really unique story because we basically followed about 20 metric tons of certified organic cotton from like seed all the way through to the yarn stage. So there was an immense amount of work that Big Tony did, that Derek did, that the marketing team did, the products team, everyone really working together to make sure that this is actually a legit story, and that literally from like the GMO testing of the seeds all the way to like the people picking the cotton, there's a really cool program associated with it, this Farmer Business School, which teaches farmers how to grow organic cotton and why, one, it's better for the environment, but it's also better for them financially at the end of the day, and they can feel good about it. And then there's a whole gender training program, which is just teaching, you know, a lot of females and young and old just, you know, basic life skills, like how to just actually, you know, clean up, wash your hands before you eat, like really basic things. But like Big Tony came back telling me about this trip, because we documented the whole thing, And I was unfortunately not able to go. And like,
it
just
yeah, that was a life-changing trip for sure, 100%.
Just seeing the like way it impacted him, it was like I was feeling it, and like I was like, oh man, this is incredible. But this cotton specifically is, yes, it's technically better than regular organic cotton, but organic cotton is still really great too. So like, not only are we, you know, investing in this program where it's actually helping people, it's actually like you can you know follow it all the way through from seed to garment, but we're also investing more into just more organic cotton in general, because the benefits of that are remarkable. And we have an internal goal of, you know, being, I think, 20% organic cotton by the year 2020. Yeah. So we're and all these facts right here around why just organic cotton's better. So organic cotton, and then you add in all of the other benefits from the human level that this program's bringing. And this is a long-term program. We've invested in it. It's continuing all through 19, and it's going to continue going for another couple years. And Caring was a big supporter of this as well. So Cotton Connect and Caring, two companies that helped make this possible, because it's not easy to trace cotton like that.
I bet.
I won't speak to it, but it's pretty hard. So we have a really great organic offering of mostly T-shirts, but there's other great products in there too. Repreve, we were just recognized as one of a few brands that have used more than 10 million recycled bottles in our garments. So not just we're doing a little bit in our board shorts or a little bit in one piece here or there, literally like over 10 million and growing. It's in some of our biggest franchises, like our frickin' chino and our frickin' shorts, which are absolutely probably, I would say, the most dominant pant in our market. Don't want to
We're all wearing
them right now. But they're amazing. They're great price, great fit, and they also have Repreve in them. So we were awarded this, and that's in women's, that's in men's. Now we're bringing it into, like, we have some really great jackets with it in it on both sides. And this is actually a really big part of our line, so we're showing a lot of that. We're showing all of our Econil. So this is the recycled fish nets that are then turned into fibers that are then turned into nylon. And this is in all of our women's swim. And we launched this a couple years ago. So this on top of Vulcan for Everybody, where we're doing the extended sizing. So we're offering it in not only, you know, the swim that's doing really well, the Simply Solid, but we're also offering it in the extended sizing, which is kind of another great kind of layer that really still complements and speaks to like the vision and the idea behind New Future Alliance. It's not just, hey, let's make some sustainable products. It's really about the whole kind of energy and like the whole just the way the company kind of thinks and operates and how people feel about working for Vulcan. Like, the more inclusive and the better we can be for the environment, and the more we can do it with our own Vulcan DNA, the more motivating it is, and the more that, you know, I'm passionate about doing it, and I think the team is, and I think you start feeling, you know, that come to life. And jump in here, guys, if I'm...
You got this.
I mean, I have to do this a lot. So, and then board shorts, because obviously spring, S1, big for board shorts, but we have... So two main components of our board shorts. One's the Mod Tech. Every single Mod Tech has Repreve in it, and then on the other side are the Stonies. So the Vulcan Stonies, all of those contain hemp. Hemp not only better because it takes less pesticides, it takes less basically water to, it doesn't water starve the land like, you know, normal non-hemp products do. It's just a better, more sustainable,
healthier soil,
a lot of great advantages. And we actually started using hemp about 10 years ago, and we just hadn't quite figured out how to make the hand right, because ultimately you can build a really great sustainable product, but if it doesn't feel right or fit right or wash right, you kind of just are not really solving any problems. You just have a great story to, you know, you're making more stuff, as Derek says. So all of that, and then we do have some great give backs in season one. So we still work with Boys and Girls Club, especially in Hawaii. You know, over $250,000 donated already to date. Boarding for Breast Cancer on the Snow side. We do a lot with Pangea Seed, which is another nonprofit. So this was kind of just like the takeaway of like, here's everything kind of in a nutshell to explain kind of what New Future is. And then when it comes to the actual collection, we did a much more curated offering that BL worked really closely with the sales managers and his teams to put together something that we felt would really resonate at this show.
So it's really not just like you have a new program. It's really telling people about all the stuff you already do, right?
Exactly.
In a new way. And
exactly.
then picking the products you already make
exactly.
and curating it.
Totally.
Right.
Because you really could literally take every product we make. It's all Fair Labor accredited products. So like all of the everything we're doing from compliance and from making sure that, you know, our factories are actually, you know, complying to the standards that we're enforcing on them. I mean, that alone is creating better products. And that's what part of, correct me if I'm wrong, but that's part of getting fully accredited for Fair Labor is all of these things you have to prove. You have to be audited. It takes, I mean, that's why it takes so long.
Yeah. Well, Big Tony, can you tell me a little bit about that process? Because you were in charge of that.
Sure. And again, I think one thing I wanted to point out was that, as we talked about our organic program and organics programs in the Farm to Yarn, the New Future Alliance program in general, if you really think about it, that's as organic as you can get, because the program itself was created by us as a company, as a family, you know, as a team that, you know, it was initiated by Derek back in the early days in 2006. But nobody told us that we had to go and do these things. Nobody said, you guys better do these things because, you know, everybody else is doing it. You better jump on board. We chose to do all these things over time because they were the right things for us to do. And we never really told anything about it. We told anybody about it. We just kind of just did it because that's what we do. And when things finally came to the surface, the customer was ready for these types of programs and initiatives, the product was ready for these types of initiatives and these types of things that we're doing now, and now we've got the story, and we've got an organic story that goes back for years. You know, we started auditing our factories in 2006 under RAP certification to make sure that they were compliant. They were within a standard, a RAP standard, that made sure there were safe working conditions for the workers in the supply chain, that there was no child labor, no forced labor, no sexual harassment taking place, that pay, overtime, medical, all these things were in line. And we've just continued to compound on that program all the way up. We started testing our products for heavy metals and chemicals back in 2010, and to the point where we've invested hundreds of thousands of dollars in equipment and forged relationships with third-party firms to build a program, which we call PASS, which is Product and Social Safety, that's our acronym, that ensures that not only the workforce that's producing the product for us, but also the consumer is safe. And then all the way up to the social compliance side that's expanded with the Fair Labor Association accreditation that took us 3.5 years to accomplish. There are brands in there that are far, far larger than we are on a much greater scale that have taken them 5 or 8 years in order to do it, and we did it in 3.5. We hunkered down and we got it done because we wanted to be a member of that. We wanted to be the first action sports brand, first board sports brand to be an accredited member of the FLA, and that's what we are. So even though we have our competitors in that space that are kind of competitors of ours, we're the first true board sports brand that became accredited in that space. So that was a huge accomplishment for us, compounding our social responsibility side and expanding on our programs and creating change within our supply chain and protecting our workforce. We have to protect our workforce, we have to protect our consumer, and we have to protect the brand all alike, because we're all in this together. And I don't think you can get any more organic than that, to be honest with you. But leading into the Farm of the Yarn and the accreditation side of things has really been a remarkable effort on the brand side. This program, and you know, the guys will jump in more here, this program for Farm of the Yarn is going to completely change the way that I think an industry really looks at their sustainability and their social responsibility and their responsible manufacturing. Because we have an opportunity here now not only to go in and sponsor a program or commit to X amount of good organic cotton, we have an opportunity to truly change people's lives and teach them capacity building skills that we take advantage of every day in our normal daily lives. How to wash your hands, like Ryan said, before you eat. Wash your hands after you go to the restroom.
So like, I'm not understanding that piece of it. So like, where were you that they don't wash their hands? I mean, like, are you saying that where the farms that grow the cotton?
Yeah. So let me back up. So the Farm to Yarn project goes into effect. We go to India. I was in India back in November, and I was traveling with some of the caring team, as well as we had a film crew that went with us too to get some of the images and stuff that we've shared. And within that, we went to several locations. We were in Aurangabad, which is another Pradesh, I believe, province of India, where the cotton farmers growing organic cotton there for our project, as well as where the farmer business school was. And the Farmer Business School really is a school that is that was sponsored by Caring and that is now that we're now involved in as well, that is teaching basic business skills to these farmers so that they can not be taken advantage of by the other producers and or processors that they're working with in growing their crops and then selling their crops off. In many cases, they would do some role-playing with them and they would hand out like Monopoly money. And they would then have them talking and then they would say, okay, pass your money off. And then they would go back and say, how much did you give him? And they couldn't tell you. And so that right there shows how easily they could be taken advantage of. This is a program that teaches them something as basic as understanding the value of a penny, the value of a dollar, and the value of trade, honest trade. And so now they've gone from having a very low dollar amount from a crop to three times as much as that now because of the way they're operating their businesses.
Because they've been able to expand.
Exactly. And from a sustainability standpoint, an organic standpoint, they've now been able to step away from the conventional pesticides and things like this and create their own organic pesticides that they can then turn and use, save that money from having to purchase that and plant more seed, which we're going to look at committing to more tonnage for next year. And so it will come from a direct buyback, so to speak, from those types of cost savings.
Can I just ask you, so that sounds like this is a small organization or a small, so is this just like a small percentage of the cotton that you guys use?
Yes. Yes, for now.
For now, yeah.
But the goal is to continue to increase 20% increase increments as we go every year.
Yeah.
Not only to help them, but also to help our consumer, to help our consumer have a cleaner, better product. And also have a product that they can relate to directly by their purchase directly relates back to a program like the Farmer Business School and then the Gender Training School, which we were talking about a minute ago for the women. Because those funds directly relate back into that program and those programs make a difference in those lives.
And then you guys are going to market that, right, along with the product. So when you buy this product, you know that this is where it came from.
Yeah, absolutely. And the way we've done it is that we have a couple different layers of messaging. The very top tier where we can really control the experience and with our key retailers that are going to work with us, we can do a very pure farm-to-yarn story. These specific teas are this. In some places, we can't always do that because we don't have as much control of the merchandising and things like that. So in that case, you know, we're going to be relying on either the retailer working closer with our reps or our retailers, or obviously it's labeled on the garment itself. But we're really trying to just educate people about the benefits of organic cotton. One, as a whole, I think is like kind of the overarching goal. Like, you don't have to understand every piece about the complexity or the benefit of farm to yarn, but you definitely can understand that organic cotton's better and understand why. And then once you kind of understand that, there's this whole other layer that's very robust and meaningful and has a lot to it that can actually like take it to this next level. So as we look at this whole piece, we have a documentary that's being created right now. It's going to be a short documentary, but it'll be about, you know, maybe 10 minutes or so, give or take, that will really talk about the complete journey and show what Big Tony was just referencing, kind of show the whole process. And then it will go and be, you know, we'll push it. We have a whole social strategy kind of as we look at like how we're going to, cut that up and segment that and target that and do all the data that goes along with how you market these days.
Yeah, but it seems like a great thing to market.
But no, it's going to be a really cool, program.
Well, let me ask you, BL, talk to me about the sales component of it, because I know sometimes the whole selling environmentally friendly product has hit or miss sometimes, in the past at least. Not for you, but like for everybody.
Not to like keep saying the same thing over and over again, but to echo what Ryan and Big Tony and Derek and everyone is saying is these are things that have been going on within Volcom and we've had introduced in our line for years and years. And so to us, the consumer has been benefiting from this, whether or not they knew it, whether or not they understood they were buying Reprieve, recycled plastic bottle products in our board shorts or in our freaking modern stretch chino. They may not have known. We just have never really been able to tell the complete story. And I think, once these guys, Ryan and Mike Aho and Big Tony and Derek all started putting the components together of New Future Alliance, now we have this killer umbrella which tells all these stories. And I think it's just an easier way for people to digest that, whether it's only one thing they pick up on, they know that we're doing these things, and there's so many different ways for us to talk about them now. I mean, hey, are they on a hang tag? Yes. Does that always mean that customer looks at that hang tag and says, oh, I'm going to buy this because it's got Reprieve in it? They may or may not. I think what the consumer needs to know is just what Big Tony said. We're doing this because it's the right thing to do. We're not upcharging the consumer. I think our prices have remained the same. Whether or not all of these materials were being added into the fiber of the garment, we didn't change our pricing. We didn't gouge the customer to partake in this cool effort that we're doing. We just added into the pricing of our garment and figured out this is the right thing for us to do. This is the price that a pant will hold in the marketplace for our consumer. So that's where we'll price our pant, and everything else will fall in line.
And what about, so who are you seeing here? What kind of retailers? Like, do you have a lot of appointments?
We do, and it's a good mix of appointments and a very good mix of a lot of drive-by, working with our friends in retail relations at OR. Give you a prime example. So the first hour this morning, everyone's just kind of getting started in the booth, and a couple walks in, and I kind of spotted them from the outside of the booth, and they're kind of like, oh, do you know anyone in there? No, I don't know anyone in there, but I really like Volcom. So we just kind of greeted them, say, hey, come on in, and where are you from? And it's this cool small climbing store in Tennessee. And he just looked around, and he looked at the picture that's sitting behind you, which I'm sure you'll be able to show somehow, but he basically just said, hey, that's my friends and I. We love Volcom. We skate. We've always had an appreciation of the brand. The fact that you guys are here is really cool, but the fact that you're here and you have a real story to tell, you're not just trying to sell garments. There's a reason why you're here. It ties back to the adventure side of everything we do. It ties back to being outdoors is part of the adventure of our endemic DNA of surfing, skateboarding, and snowboarding. You're doing things along the way that get you there. And so it was really natural for him. He just walked in and he said, hey, can I see your hybrids that have this Reprieve fabric in it? Can I see your board shorts that have Reprieve fabric in it? I think my consumer would really appreciate that aspect of your brand, and they know your brand. They just maybe haven't thought about your brand in our store.
Yeah, interesting.
And that's a really main reason that we're here. We've been working, let's say, with a big retailer like REI in the past few years on the snow side of our business. We've now had meetings with them with our women's swim just recently, and I think the meetings were pretty exciting. We'll see where it takes us, but the fact that we are offering Econel product in our swim, which is taking recycled fish nets, the fact that we are offering extended sizing in our swim line, with our Volcom for Everybody campaign, has been really, really well received, and I think all the retailers are supporting it, and they're understanding that they have a consumer that these aspects are important to them, and the fact that a brand like Volcom can actually tell that story to their consumer is important to them.
Yeah, that's
so
cool.
The reception's been really good.
Yeah, that's cool. And Derek, I have to ask you, because this is really your baby, right? For so long. And we got to wrap up here shortly. Oh, really shortly. But this was, I know you were the driving force here forever on this stuff. So what's it like to see this all in one place?
It's awesome. And I was just thinking in my head, I'm like, God, what an amazing moment this is. And we were just last night talking about how great moments are. But yeah, 12 years, I think I've been waiting for an opportunity like this to have this as the marquee story for the brand. And I've always urged the team to you guys, tell this story. It's amazing and it's fun and it's an opportunity to differentiate, and it's meaningful. And I think it will resonate with customers. And I'm really proud to have played a part in it and to be working with these guys on this program. And I think it's a great moment for the brand. So I'm really happy that they're telling the story as well as they are.
Well, that's cool. Yeah.
So I remember many, many years ago, we would talk a lot because we used to sit, your office used to be next to mine. And it was kind of like women's was for a lot of brands. It was like, that's cool. But all right, we got to focus on this. And this thing just clicked, and the same thing happened with women's, where it was like, you know what, we have to focus on women's, and we have to focus on this program that is has so much depth and so much meaning behind it, not because it's the trendy thing to do, but because we all really, really care about it. And I'll never forget him telling me one day, my vision is that someday, it won't just be me, and it's going to be so ingrained into the fabric of this business that it just becomes the way everybody thinks. And that's my goal. And part of his, I think his path, and he's accomplished that. So congratulations.
Yeah. Congratulations.
And, but we still need them.
Yeah. So.
But we want other people to use them too, because honestly, every brand, there can't be enough brands thinking this way. Everybody has to think this way. It's
right.
not,
you know, it's great that, you know, we have such a history and we built it and we're still working at it, but we'll never be perfect. We're going to keep working at it. And we're constantly looking for more ways to do it better. So the very first thing that we're showing in our catalogs for S1, it walks right into this, and both men's and women's. So we're not taking this lightly, and we didn't just put some fancy graphic design on this. This is real stuff that we've been working on for 12 plus years, and we're going to keep working on it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I was just going to say, to Ryan's point, this is a pre-competitive thing, you know, like all brands can get in this game. It's a fiber choice. It's just fiber. It doesn't affect the way your products look or perform. So everybody should be playing this space. So yeah, this is an open invite to everybody else come play in this game.
Derek's available to help other brands.
What a plug. Thank you.
And everybody loves him, so you'd be smart to work with him. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for sitting down with me.
Thank
and
you, Tiffany.
Spending so much time. As always, you guys are the best.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. You can find previous podcast interviews on our website under the podcast tab. Thank you also to our sponsors and to our Executive Edition members. We appreciate each and every one of you.